of adjustment, but easy on the curves.
Not a glitch, Dad. Just got dyslexia, okay?
This out on you! This out on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Obscure Disney Podcast.
Brought to you by the Wonderland Tourism Bureau. We're all mad here.
Welcome to the podcast. Welcome. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast. I'm Steven.
And I'm Ryan.
We have new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, so why not get an annual pass to this podcast by subscribing on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Simply search for the Obscure Disney Podcast or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
Steve, who are you wearing? Who are you wearing tonight?
I don't know. Do shorts count as a fashion statement?
Ooh, he's making a bold statement on the red carpet. We're wearing shorts, right, and a t-shirt and a baseball cap.
Do you remember when Sharon Stone showed up wearing a black Calvin Klein t-shirt and it became like the hottest thing to wear ever?
I do not.
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, I loved it. I had a Calvin Klein. It was like the 90s that
happened. Well, of course it was.
Of course.
Calvin Klein was at the peak in the 90s.
I still love Calvin Klein.
I know you do.
So good. They don't even make that t-shirt anymore, though, I don't think.
They discontinued the Sharon Stone's tee?
I think so.
What is this world coming to?
Oh, the Oscars, though. Aren't they fun?
Yes and no.
We watched them this weekend, right?
We did.
And had some thoughts?
My thing about award ceremonies... they are very self-congratulatory. It's basically movie stars and movie people going, didn't we do a great job? Everyone tell us how great we were. You know?
We really did a great job, guys.
We did a really, really good job.
I did like the comment, though, of the guy who, and then I promise we're going to talk about Disney and how this all relates in a minute. But, like, okay. I did love the comment where the director that you liked so much, when he got up to speak, he said, the work that you did is exactly the same work that you did coming into this room as it is when you leave this room tonight. Rather, you win or lose, it's still the work has already been done.
Right.
And no award is going to change that. And you're thinking, you know what? That is so true.
That's Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, he's so wise.
And it is
what
true.
What a wise Guillermo.
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 It is true. People feel like fortunes are going to rise and fall on these award ceremonies.
Right.
But in all reality, you've already made the film. Mm-hmm. People have already seen it. People have already enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. So whether you are best picture of the year or not, it's over. You've already done it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
So, and people can still enjoy the movie even if it didn't win. So
there's a ton of, normally, I think I've seen more Oscar shows this year than I have in years past recently, you know? Only because we had the pass that we can go see them as much as we want. And
right.
We still only saw half of what was being nominated.
Yeah.
Right? But like,
usually, I don't enjoy a lot of the Oscar-nominated films.
They're the worst.
They tend to be pretty boring, or they tend to be really preachy, or really obscure, which, you know, you would think would be our wheelhouse. But, you know, they tend to, once again, try to take themselves very seriously. Like, oh, this movie was super artsy. You wouldn't understand. It's a filmmaker thing,
right.
You know. So, you have that sort of air about it. And I think a lot of people have lost touch with the award ceremony idea for that specific reason. Is people are like, I don't care. I haven't seen any of those movies. They never talk about movies that I've actually seen.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to skip it.
Yep. Completely true. And they're so pompous and over the top. But Disney seemed to do pretty well last night.
Disney,
even though we didn't know.
Right. Disney always does well because they insist on having high quality in all of their films. So it's hard to ignore the Disney quality.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You disagree?
I have some different thoughts on some things, but keep going.
But Disney being recognized by the Oscars goes way, way back. I mean,
right.
The Disney Company and Walt Disney himself has been earning awards for as long as they've been in business.
This was my thought on it. It just seems so iconically true that like Disney is so synonymous with Oscars.
Yeah.
Probably because of the little ones that he won, right? Like those little teeny dolls.
Yeah, it was the 1939 Oscars. And Shirley Temple awarded him with the 8 statues.
Oh, right.
It was a big one, and then it had 7 smaller ones next to it.
I do remember remembering this now.
You remember remembering it?
Like, it's, I thought,
Inception.
That there was, seriously, right? But I thought there was like some very, and from that moment forward, obviously it was the first show, but from that moment forward, it just seems like they, every year, he just had a very deep tie-in with it.
And even before that, they won awards for their short films and stuff. So, I mean, I didn't know, but apparently Walt Disney holds the record for the most Oscar awards awarded to a single person.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which I didn't know. The thing that I read
said, more than Meryl Streep?
Yeah, just barely, though. He won 26 awards during his lifetime.
That is an incredible amount.
Right? Wow. So, good for Walt. Good for somebody who risked it all numerous times to try to become a successful movie company and being recognized for it. Good for him.
Yeah, truly. Completely.
But this last Oscars, Disney came away pretty well, honestly. The Disney company itself won, I think it's 4 awards they walked away.
Yeah, didn't it feel like Black Panther was nominated for everything last night as well?
Black Panther was on every list.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know.
But that's the problem with the Oscars in general. It's the same thing every single time. That, like, it, every category, it's like, oh, it's The Favorite, and it's Black Panther, and it's Bohemian Rhapsody, and da-da-da. Yeah. So it's like, and then the next category comes up, and they name the same 5 shows again.
Yeah.
Over and over and over and over all night long, and you're just like, oh, come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I almost feel like there should be a limit on it. They should be like, you're only allowed to be nominated in a certain number of categories.
2.
But people hate that because they want to be like, this one won 4 awards. It's amazing, you know? So, I don't know. I just feel like that's the another complaint that people have is they're like, well, if you haven't seen these 5 movies, you have no idea what they're talking about.
Completely right. Yep. And then, like, I totally didn't expect Vice to be nominated for Best Makeup and Costume Design or something. And you're like, excuse me now.
Like, well, I mean, they made Christian Bale look like Dick Cheney, right?
So much so that when they panned him in the audience, I was like, no way, that's not the same person.
Right.
Is that really the same person? I had no idea.
I don't love Christian Bale personally, but, you know, good for him. For playing Dick Cheney, I guess.
It's not an easy talent.
Not only did Disney win, but their soon-to-be acquisition won 7 awards last night.
Oh, okay.
Fox won 7 Oscars last night.
I see.
For things from The Favorite, from Bohemian Rhapsody. You know, those are both made by Fox.
And okay.
So they were cranking up the wins last night, too.
Yeah. So again, the only ones that ever won anything. Poor Universal. Did they win anything?
Yes. I can't remember off the top of my head, but yes, possibly. Universal won something.
Oh, good.
I'm sure it was a big one because I remember people talking about it. But this is not that kind of podcast.
No.
This is a mouse podcast.
Oh, that's true. We can't even talk about it.
That's not true.
Wait until next episode.
Right. But you've had major issues with Disney not winning in the past, though. Specifically last year, you had a problem with Disney.
Okay, so what happened?
Yeah, that's what it was.
This is what it was, quite specifically. And I apologize if I'm going to get hate mail over this. Just kidding. Nobody knows how to write a letter anymore. But the problem that I had last year, right, was it what category was it? Was it Song of
best
the Year?
Best
Original Song of the Year. And it was up for, and Coco was up for it.
Yeah.
And Greatest Showman was up for it, right?
Right.
Okay, so it was, and Coco was a fantastic movie.
Was.
Love it. It was a great show. There was some music in it, I think people said.
You can't even remember the song, though.
I cannot remember the song.
You can't be grumpy about it when you don't even remember the song.
But that's my problem with it, is the fact that I cannot remember the song. Like, did Moana win when it came out, do you think?
I don't think it did.
We just could say that it did. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. I don't even know. But it feels like it probably could. But those were songs that could have been won. You know, if you told me that they won, I'd say, okay. If you told me that Frozen won, I'd be like, oh, okay, I get that. Like, that I would get. But Coco wasn't what I would consider, like, an overly musical. It's not a show that I think of music a lot in.
I mean, they had multiple songs. And Remember Me, a lot of people, it was kind of the emotional crux of the whole movie.
Right.
So, the song was a big deal. I think people really, people love a warm fuzzy kind of song, an emotional song.
I do remember Remember Me now that you...
Yeah, I do. You're remembering it now?
Ish.
Remember Me, the song.
With a little bit of a guitar and strumming. Remember the song. Mm-hmm. Does his hand come back to life or something? No, that's Back to the Future. Just kidding.
Marty McFly in our Disney movie.
Right here.
No, yeah, it was a big deal. But you personally liked This Is Me better from The Greatest Showman, which was why you were so upset.
Well, that was the problem. The problem that I had with it was that Greatest Showman was like the best musical of not only last year, but probably the last 4 or 5 years.
Ooh.
And the music is so incredible that they re-released the album again with All Stars recording it, right?
Right.
Every time you turned on any reality show last year, they were dancing to it again. It was on, you know, So You Think You Can Dance, if that's even on the air anymore, I don't know. But like every you know, America's Got Talent, you know, it was everywhere. Every time we went to any live performance of any kind, it was there. It felt like when we went to like the, you know, Stone Mountain Laser Show, it was there. It was everywhere.
Sure.
And so I just felt like if there was a show that deserved to win an award for the best, whatever the category was, right?
Best original song.
Thank you. Should have been that one. Hmm. If there was ever a clear winner, that was it.
But not everybody reacts the same way to music. You know, it's very subjective. And some people, you know, like a ballad more than I would probably call This Is Me a power ballad, I guess. Like, Remember Me is definitely more of a, like this year, The Shallows song.
Uh-huh.
It's definitely more of that
soft
direction.
Little ditty.
Mm-hmm, versus kind of a rousing anthem that This Is Me was. But you were definitely not happy about
it. No, I thought that was a clear indication that the Oscars was completely out of touch.
Oh,
that's completely my opinion on it.
Out of touch with you. They didn't ask you.
Obviously, they did not get my ballot.
Where was my vote?
I don't know. And I just felt like, oh, this is an indication to me, though, that it feels like Disney pulls a lot of weight when it comes to Oscars.
Of course.
And that if you say that, you know, Disney is nominated for something, I think people maybe feel like, do you feel like people they're obligated to vote for it because they want to be a Disney employee at some time in the future? Because I think that happens a lot, that people are just very...
I think it's a little bit, it could possibly be a little bit of fan service.
Yeah.
Where people go, you know what, we don't often reward shows that everybody has seen. But in the case of like best animated feature or best original song, everyone sees the Disney movies.
Yeah.
And so, like you said, it basically becomes part of the ether where everybody knows these songs or these stories. And it would almost be sacrilegious to not at least nominate, if not reward, those specific things.
That's probably true. But I think that the Academy does vote for it as well so that they can job security in the future.
Well,
people do not go against the mouse. Like, it's very much, you know.
Well, I've definitely seen kind of expose pieces on how a lot of award shows are just
right.
a bunch of campaigning anyway and sending gift baskets and bribery and whatnot, you know. So who knows who actually is the best, who actually wins.
Yeah.
Sometimes the greater world conversation influences best over second best. You know, like, this is stepping out of the Oscars, but the year that Wicked was a nominee for a Tony for Best Musical.
Oh, uh-huh.
It lost.
What?
Wicked lost the Tony to Avenue Q. Because okay. Avenue Q was so irreverent and everyone knew about it and it was talked about so much, Wicked lost the Tony to Avenue Q. Now, we all know that Wicked has blown Avenue Q out of the water. It is the most popular musical in our lifetime.
Right.
So, you know, was it fair to say that Avenue Q was the best musical over Wicked? Maybe at the time people felt that way. But longevity and cultural relevance beyond that point really dictates who wins and who doesn't win, in my opinion.
Well, and it reminds me when Dolly Parton was nominated for a song up against, I think it was a Crash song that was out at the time, and it's tough.
It's tough out here for a pimp.
Thank you. That's, yes.
It's a very well-known.
And you're trying song. To tell me Miss Dolly Parton deserves to lose up against It's Tough Out Here for a Pimp. Really?
Well, like I said, sometimes it's the conversation going on at the time.
Yeah.
What's most relevant? What's on people's mind, you know? And again, Dolly has done very well. I'm not sure who's saying It's Tough Out Here for a Pimp or whatever, but Dolly's doing just fine.
Without the Oscar.
She's moved on.
I know, but she deserves an Oscar, for goodness sakes. You know, well, those great acting abilities.
Once again, you need to send in your ballot. This is what happens.
When I don't vote.
When you don't vote for Oscars.
It's true. But it feels also like when we do research on some of the older movies that were out, you know, even if they were just complete junker of movies, it was like, and this was nominated for 3 Oscars. And you're like, I'm sorry. What? Like,
must have been a slow movie year.
Seriously, how did this get nominated for 3 Oscars? Like, this is a documentary about World War II. Like, how did that, you know, just for example, I don't remember if that's exactly right. I was about
to say, right. People like those kind of documentaries, I guess.
Especially at that time period, maybe. And that might be the problem of it as well. But it just feels like every year, Disney definitely is ingrained in with the Oscars in one way or the other, like every single year. And I guess, you know, to your point originally was that they put out a high quality product, and so it's really hard to compete with what they do.
Yeah.
So,
and it's honestly very rarely do the popular films win.
Yeah.
Like this year they tossed around the idea of having a most popular award of some kind, you know.
Oh.
And they dropped that.
Yep. Well, glad, I guess. Okay, good. Good. I'm glad they did.
And I mean,
you know, all my Oscar knowledge, which is basically to say none.
None of the above.
Right.
You know, I find the Oscars once again to be very self-congratulatory and a lot of self-glad-handing and just being like, aren't we great? Aren't we great? Aren't we great? So the awards themselves, I have a hard time putting any weight behind them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like Oscar winner. It's like, yeah, but there's been a lot of iffy decisions in Oscars too. So what's to say that this is, you know, big deal.
Right.
And I don't know what they could do to make me feel the weight behind those anymore.
Right.
Like everyone knows when you see a good performance and everyone knows when you're not even going to come close to the podium, you know,
which are usually the shows I don't like. I like.
You like the Don't Come Close to
My Podium? Don't Come Close to My Podium, y'all. Those are my good shows. That's my jam, right?
Yeah, there. You're a big fan.
Yeah, most of them, because but there were a lot of really good ones this year. Black Panther won a ton, right?
Black Panther did a lot, yeah.
Great show, that rightfully so. So you can't fault him for that. That's probably the 4 that they got. And then Bohemian Rhapsody and
The Favorite.
Mm-hmm. Those are interesting, right? Because we loved Bohemian Rhapsody. That show was awesome.
Once again, fantastic. Well, it's another musical, right? It's basically a jukebox musical as a film.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a fun movie. The Favorite was an interesting watch. The costumes were gorgeous, though.
Oh, my gosh.
So right. Good. So, I mean...
Oh, and the winner, the one, the British lady at the end of the show.
Best Actress.
Made the night.
She was so sweet about it.
Right? She got a standing ovation with her Britishness. It's fantastic.
So, I mean, I would like to say that I get invested in it, or I care who wins, or I have favorites that I want to win.
Yeah.
But in all reality, it's like, I don't know that these actors... Once again, I don't know if these actors' lives are changed by these awards or not.
Oh, it is, once you win an Oscar.
You think so?
Yeah. Because now you're Oscar award-winning actress.
I would love to see a list of people who have won awards and done nothing afterwards.
Oh, right. The one that comes to mind the most is Cuba Gooding Jr., I think it is, right?
Cuba Gooding Jr.?
For Jerry Maguire, when he won. Yeah. That seemed like the biggest one-hit wonder that I can recall.
Oh, really? Has he not even been nominated since then?
Oh, no. And he's only done one movie since then, I think. Oh. Like Boat Trip, I think it was called, or something awful. Yeah. It was such a bad movie.
Hey, it links back into Disney. He did a Disney movie called Snow Dogs that was just abysmal. Oh, so, you know. Wow.
There's an
Bring Oscar it right back around you. To Disney for you.
But Bette Miller, she performed a Mary Poppins song,
Yeah. The Place Where the Lost Things Go.
Yeah, that was good enough.
I have to say, it's not my favorite song.
Of the 22 she had to pick
from. Of the huge book of music that came out of Mary Poppins Returns, that one really wasn't my favorite one. But, seriously. Again, people love a ballad. They love a feely song.
And where was Miss Emily Blunt? Was she there last night?
You know what? I don't know. I didn't see her anywhere, but she wasn't nominated. So why would she be there?
Because she's fantastic.
Well, there you go.
And Meryl Streep, I don't think I saw her there last night.
No.
I thought she just was required to be front row center.
Glenn Close was there, though.
Oh, I love her.
She's great.
That was, because that was what was great during the speech.
She's like, Glenn Close. I would have to say, though, that the speeches were...
the worst part
truncated
ever.
And awkward and almost unpleasant to listen to sometimes.
Oh, they were horrific.
And it's like, ooh, that's a little rough.
Right. Oh, they were so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rest of the show was pretty good. Yeah. But then, unfortunately, you had to let those winners speak.
Yeah.
It means everything.
Obviously, actors need a script. Sometimes, because actually the actors did pretty well. It was mostly the people that probably don't speak in front of people very often.
Yeah, the costume design and makeup artists.
Yeah, they're not used to that kind of thing, and it shows that they are a bit more socially awkward, and there's a reason that they chose the profession that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they're not super loud and outgoing and willing to perform, you know.
Right.
But overall, I would say the show was fine, even without a host. I don't think it suffered too much in general.
We thought, though, it would be fun if they would have had nothing but like women presenters all night long or something.
Yeah.
Like that would have been crazy fun to do. Maybe next year.
I doubt it. But maybe.
Maybe.
Who knows?
There's enough women. And their clothes are so much better. Like, how many times can you look at a black suit in one night?
Hey, Jason Momoa came out in a pink suit, so.
Oh, right.
And there was that one really bright red velvet suit too.
Yeah, was the that guys Spike were Lee? Doing
no, Spike Lee did other things, but the guys are trying. Give them a little credit for going outside the box.
Oh, and somebody wore shorts.
Oh, I did not like that.
So much for credit.
Yeah,
we're taking it back.
No credit. But it's like I always say, I'd like to thank the Academy and my mom and dad for driving me to all those acting lessons. It's finally paid off. And kids, you can go to bed now. Thank you and good night. Awesome. Follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger Disney point to the exit, and we'll see you then on the next Disney obscure... Wow, really? How did I mess that up? I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
Till next time, follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger Disney point to the exit, and we'll see you then on the Obscure Disney Podcast.